John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network. I go to Italy to my colleague, Lorenzo Fiore, who's watched the Italian people deal with the virus this last year plus now, or more than a year, of our checking in because the virus hit worst and hardest and fastest in northern Italy and then spread throughout the peninsula. These many months later, there are significant changes, but still great caution. There is a new prime minister, Mario Draghi, the very, very famous and successful central banker, who now leads Italy because the road ahead not only includes the vaccine and the ability to vaccinate the population so that it's not prey to these variants that are said to be threatening Europe, but also to restore the economy. So Mario Draghi has two missions. And, of course, what would a man do in retirement but take on rescuing Europe from the point of view of the Mediterranean basin? Lorenzo Fiore, my good colleague of the Ansaldo Foundation, he's the executive director. We begin with the very good news about Mario Draghi. Lorenzo, the news is that Draghi has stepped up with his wife and received the AstraZeneca vaccine, the first round. There will be a second round for COVID-19. Why that is good news is the rest of Europe is all blame-shifting and finger-pointing about whether AstraZeneca is reliable, who can take it. The Germans are coming up with different mandates each day. It appears that Mario Draghi is leading the nation for what's available, the AstraZeneca. Is this considered good news in Italy that the prime minister is in the lead? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, you did say very right. This is a very good news for all of us in Italy, and I do hope also for Europe. I think Mario Draghi, our prime minister, is really doing a very good job, not only for Italy, but for Europe. I think he's right now, in my opinion, a leader for our nation, a leader for all the other European countries. He did say that he would have got a vaccination when the time for him was ready. I mean, he went through the procedure, making reservation because of his age, and waited for the call. And this happened today. So I think that this is a demonstration that the right behavior of a citizen, according to the recommendation given by the authorities, is the best things to, let's say, build the foundation of fighting definitely the virus. And so he was waiting for his dose in one of the vaccine centers in Rome, sitting on a chair with his wife. And this is a picture that I see the report at the TV that bring trust to all of us. We need trust. We need to think positively after, more than 1 year, with stop and go. This is a sort of a very bright light in a landscape that still shows some shadows. And if you like, I can even speak about things that doesn't go well here in Italy regarding the vaccination plan.
Yes, I'll mention the statistics. Italy has a population of 60 million. Fully vaccinated, that is two shots, a little over 3 million. Another 3.6 million have had the first shot only, directing the jabs at the elderly in Italy, where the greatest casualties took place. So Italy has a long road ahead. I report to you, Lorenzo, that here in the East Coast of the United States, in New York, the eligibility for the vaccine has now been lowered to 30 years old. We have an abundance of vaccine, different types, and eventually that'll come to Italy. But now let's turn to the story of Easter, because that involves the vaccine as well. If the last time you reported that Mario Draghi reluctantly said that it was necessary to lock down the country again for Easter, what does that mean practically? Does that mean people can go to church or celebrate outside? How is it going to be in this most important weekend?
We are going to talk about some shadows right now. People can go to the church on Easter, on the Friday night. Of course, there are things that needs to be maintained, like the social distance, not shaking hands, which is not allowed anymore since last year, but they can go to the church. What is, let's say, controversial is about, let's say, the permission that the central government has given to people to move across region only for those that have a second house in another region, provided that they will go and stay in their house. But you know, the restrictions are such that we are all red across all Italy, so we are not allowed to do anything. We can go outside for lunch or dinner. Everything is a shutdown. But some regional chairman decided to issue a law that does not allow people from other region to go to their region where they have a second house. And this is controversial because Italian people can book a travel and go to Spain. So why you can go to your second house, but you can go abroad for this, let's say, holiday, long holiday weekend? This is very controversial. What I understood is that tomorrow there will be a decree from the central government that will impose, let's say, some rules regarding those that will travel abroad. When they will come back, they have to show at the departure gate back to Italy that they have done a swab test which proved to be negative. They will have another swab test at the arrival, and then they will go for quarantine 4 or 5 days at least, because for countries like UK, Ireland, Austria, the quarantine is extended to 14 days because of the risk of particularly the so-called English variant, which is now hitting more than 80% of the new positive case.
Is there a date or a target area for the lockdown to be lifted, for Italy to go back to orange and yellow and even white? Is in mid-April, late April, does the government say?
Yes, the government have already issued a decree which put all the region in Italy in orange or red color. No region can be yellow. Yellow means that you can really do a lot. And this is until end of April. There will be a sort of fixing point mid of April to understand the data and the plan for the new decree, which will, let's say, be the reference for, let's say, the relief of restriction starting from the beginning of May. So until end of April, we are in lockdown. Clearly, we have a few permission across the Easter weekend in terms of visiting parents and relatives once per day, and provided that no more than two people.
I come with good news. Here it is from Reuters. IMF, the International Monetary Fund, says that Italy's economy has the possibility of growing 4.25% this year, 2021. They've raised their forecast from just as recently as January, where it was 3%. So something's going right for Italy, because you can continue to rise through the year.
Well, John, I'm pretty confident that this growth will be achieved. I have signs from some industries. I am in contact with them that things are going pretty well. There are, unfortunately, other sectors that, in my opinion, will be in a very, very critical times, particularly when the support from, let's say, the economic and financial measures issued by the government will be ended. And this is particularly the sector of services like restaurants, hotels, and so on. So there will be a sort of, let's say, sector that will likely boost, and other that, in my opinion, will go through hard times for a few months ahead. We'll see. The average expectation is, in any case, an increase of 5%. And this is very positive for us, because when the money starts to circulate, normally things will go again on the right track.
Tourism is fundamental to Italian prosperity. The expectation of tourism this summer, has anybody projected that? We have about a minute, Lorenzo, less than a minute.
Yes, Yes, there is a lot of discussion at the European level regarding the possibility to have a sort of vaccine passport, or let's say a card that proves that you have been vaccinated, in order to make easier the travel across countries. Of course, there are pros and cons. The majority of the people are for having such a passport in place. In any case, for those that maybe are against the vaccine and they are not vaccinated, there will be always the possibility to go the swab test. But in any case, through a path that is harder than having, let's say, a sort of green card to go and travel.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation. He works in Genoa. He lives in Milano. Easter time in the beautiful Italy. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.